This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Teresa Sullivan's going to keep her job. After all, today the Board of Visitors at the University of Virginia voted unanimously to reinstate Sullivan as president of the university. Her forced resignation 2 weeks ago was a case study in decision-making and crisis management and the changing business of public higher education. Marketplace's Amy Scott is in Charlottesville.
As the Board of Visitors prepared to meet this afternoon, hundreds of students, faculty, staff, and alumni gathered on the lawn outside UVA's iconic rotunda, waiting for the decision. Julie Lascaris drove from the University of Richmond, where she teaches classics.
We're seeing the corporatization of higher education nationwide, and I think we need to resist it everywhere it happens.
Retired school headmaster Stephen Yowell wore a straw pep band hat from his undergraduate days here in the 1970s.
You can't put the business model directly over the university. It doesn't work. And I think that's what began to happen.
Members of the board, many with business ties, wanted President Sullivan to move more quickly to cut costs and embrace online education. Though UVA faces many of the pressures of other public universities, declining state funding, competition, indebted students, it's in better shape than most. It has a $5 billion endowment, the largest per student of any public university. David Brenneman is on the faculty. He's also an economist who specializes in higher education finance.
I do not believe this university faces anything like a dire financial crisis. I mean, that I think somehow this board got itself worked up over that issue.
The crowd on the lawn got worked up at the news of Sullivan's reinstatement. Dori Fontaine was prepared. She's dean of the School of Nursing. She'd already sent her husband out to buy a case of champagne.
The only good thing that's come out of this is what it has done is pulled 11 schools, all of our centers, incredibly together.
Economist David Brenneman says the scandal's also shown just how tricky it is to be a public university president these days. In Charlottesville, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.